matter of great surprise among his neighbours that he should ever have heard of his orphan cousin, Stephen Elliot. Much more that he should have volunteered to make him an inmate of his Warby Hall. Whatever may have been expected by his neighbours, it is certain that Mr. Abney, the tall, the thin, the austere, seemed inclined to give his young cousin a kindly reception. The moment the front door was opened, he darted out of his study, rubbing his hands with delight.
"How are you, my boy? How are you? How old are you?" said he. "You are not too much tired, I hope, by your journey, to eat your supper?"
"No, thank you, sir," said Master Elliot. "I am pretty well."
"That's a good lad," said Mr. Abney. "And how old are you, my boy?"
It seemed a little odd that he should have asked the question twice in the first 2 minutes of their acquaintance. "I'm 12 years old next birthday, sir," said Stephen.
"And when is your birthday, my dear boy?"
11th of September, eh?
Oh, that's well. That's very well. Nearly a year hence, isn't it? I like to get these things down in my book. Sure it's 12? Certain?
Yes,